Now, it is time.
This is Heat Radio's Hot or Not podcast with Andy Peters.
Hey there, podcast listeners. Thanks for downloading the very latest Hot or Not podcast. This is Angelica Bell in for Andy again this week. And while he's off nursing what medical experts are calling Twitter finger, I'll be serving up these treats for you. For starters, how about this?
I'm nervous, but I've had my jabs, I've got my mounting gear, and I'm ready to give it a go.
Then some of this for mains.
This woman walked in and I was like, you've had Botox. And she told me she hadn't, and it was remarkable.
And to top it all off, what do you think of this? Oh my goodness, Rachel Stevens and Jeremy Edwards was topless. All that and much more, so thanks for downloading and enjoy the very latest Hot or Not podcast.
Right, here we go. Live from Heat Towers.
Entertaining the nation.
Heat Radio.
Okay, time to welcome this week's special guest to the show now. And it's a lady who's had a whirlwind 6 months but shows no sign of stopping. It's the one and only Alicia Dixon. Hello.
Hello, darling.
You all right?
Yeah, I'm really glad that you're interviewing me today.
Oh, I love interviewing you. It seems like we've been about 10 years. Yeah, we've been way back. Well, you scratched my eyes out or you nearly were like competition.
My mum still has that footage on video.
Really?
Of us, yeah.
Basically, Alicia came to CBBC. It was your first interview with Mystique, wasn't it?
I think it was the first one down at CBBC.
CBBC.
Yeah.
And we had to play this game, and we had to get into a big pond of balls.
Was we wearing Santa Claus outfits?
Santa Claus outfits, mm-hmm. Yeah. And you scratched me right.
I'm so sorry.
But you won the competition. Good for you. You needed to win, and you did any means to win it.
The Mystique girls were so competitive, I have to say.
Oh, brilliant. Now, you like a challenge, don't you?
Yes.
Mount Kilimanjaro for Comet Relief.
Yes, I'm going in 2 weeks, mm-hmm. And it's the tallest mountain, I think, in the world, or it could be the tallest mountain in Africa. I'm not 100% sure.
Okay.
And, yeah, it takes a week to walk it. The temperatures get as low as minus 30. We're going into high altitude, so the oxygen levels get a lot thinner, which makes it more difficult to breathe. And yeah, it's a big challenge, really big challenge. We can't shower for a week. We're going to be camping out.
Yeah.
But we're going to be really well looked after. You know, there are like medics and stuff climbing with us, and there's a big crew of people. But we want to raise lots of money. We want to get the whole nation behind us. If people would like to sponsor me, they can go onto my website, which is aliciadixon.co.uk.
Brilliant.
And there's details on there of how they can get behind us. But I'm nervous, but I've had my jabs. I've got my mounting gear, and I'm ready to give it a go.
I think I climbed Ben Nevis. I did the three peaks.
Oh, wow.
In 24 hours, the three highest mountains in this country.
Oh,
and
wow.
Ben Nevis is the tallest. I thought that it gets really cold at the top, but not as high as you're going to go. But
right.
You really need to like have stamina and just focus. You just think, oh, I'm just keep going up and up. Where's the end?
Right.
So it's a big, big thing. Because I don't
Do you think it's more of a mental challenge than a physical one?
Yeah, because I think you've got stamina.
Yeah.
You know, you've got strength, but it's just like, in your mind, you just want to stop, especially your legs get tired.
Yeah.
And also when you change altitude, it gets colder, so your body gets stiffer.
Yeah.
And you're just like,
it's going to be a lot. I think the doctor said to me, you know, you will have anxiety and you will feel panicky when you can't really breathe. But at that point, you just have to, and I'm not just saying this because it's called my single, you have to breathe slow. I promise you, it wasn't a plug.
This girl needs to be a presenter.
No, because when I
that
went...
That is a good link.
When I went in to have my immunisations done, the doctor said that to me, and I was sitting there thinking, that's what my single is called. She's going, just breathe slow, take your time, you know, just pace yourself. And I was laughing. I was like, oh, funny.
Excellent. Well, good luck with that.
Thank you.
I just wanted to ask you about the recent debate about, you know, women and their sizes, because, you know, Jessica Simpson's put on a bit of weight. How do you not get caught up in that whirlwind, you know, being in such a high-profile figure in the media?
I think you just have to learn to not care, brush it off. I mean, this morning the papers was taking the mickey out of the dress that I wore, but who cares? When I put it on, I thought it was great. And actually, when I read those columns sometimes where they're like, oh, what not to wear, I think, oh, she looks all right. I don't see what they see. And I almost would not allow myself to be ruled by one person's opinion or... Not whether it's one person or 10 people or 100 people, everybody has an opinion. There's no right or wrong, you know? And I just think to not be controlled by that. So if the media tells you you should be a particular size, don't buy into that. If the media says an item of clothing is wrong, don't buy into that. There's no... Nobody's making the rules. You make up your own rules as you go along.
Yeah. Oh, it's brilliant. Thank you so much for that.
My pleasure. Heat Radio.
It's rewind time now on this week's Hotcast, where you have to guess the year I'm describing through a past edition of Heat magazine. Easy as that. Front cover, we have Jamie Theakston on the front, looking quite forlorn and a little bit puppy-eyed. He's got a bit of a scandal going on, and there's more about it inside. He says he's embarrassed his friends and his family, and he's really sorry. So he had a scandal in this edition. We've also got Kim and Jack. Kim Marsh and Jack. He looks like a little boy, but they're furnishing their love nest. So they've got together, you know, getting their home sorted. So it's the early stages of their relationship, if you can, you know, flick your mind back to that. This is a big time for Gareth Gates and Zoe. Were they in love? We were speculating whether they were an item, in fact. And there's a big article here giving us a timeline of when they got together, what was happening, and they look really cute as well. I love these old pictures. If I saw any old pictures of me, I think I'd die. Let's see our on and off page, because that's a good one. Let me go to the on and off page. Oh my goodness, Rachel Stevens and Jeremy Edwards cavorting, I think, on Primrose Hill. He's topless. So that's when they were together. Ooh, nice. Wish you could see it. On and off, we've got, oh my goodness, Becky and Rick Waller. We give it 2 weeks. Well, I would have given it a day at that time, but who? Yeah, that's another story. So that is that Heat magazine, okay? Do you know when it was? Some juicy stories in there, interesting pictures. Those are the stories making the headlines in that edition, but have you figured out the year? If not, have a little think about it, and we'll reveal all later in the podcast.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is Heat.
Hey, how you doing? This is Angelica with Hot or Not, checking out the latest news in the worlds of music, television and film. And joining us now to talk about this week's big cinema release, we're pleased to welcome Heat's film editor, Charles Gant. Hello.
Good evening.
No matchsticks to keep the eyelids open after the Baftas last night?
Well, I have to say, 4 o'clock in the morning, I was on my way home in a taxi.
What did you think of the Baftas? Were you surprised?
You know what? I mean, I enjoyed it because I care about it, but I thought it was lacking in surprises, and I haven't watched it on TV, but I was sitting there thinking, this is not going to be the most gripping, entertaining piece of television. I mean, movie awards are kind of weird, because at least music awards, Brits, people perform, fun things happen. Movie awards, a bunch of people come on stage and thank their lawyer, and they have film clips. Like, I don't really understand why that is on television, but for me, personally, being there, you know, I really enjoyed it.
So let's move on to VCB.
Oh, yeah, Vicky Cristina Barcelona. So Penelope Cruz won for Best Supporting Actress, and I was really thrilled because she is hilarious in the film. So the film is about these two American friends played by Scarlett Johansson and Rebecca Hall, who's actually British playing American. They come to Barcelona for the summer, and they meet this artist played by Javier Bardem from, you know, the guy with the funny haircut in No Country for Old Men? Scary
he
guy.
He so scary.
Looks
in that film.
Very nice in this film.
Is he handsome in this one?
He's very handsome. He's a handsome fella, let's face it.
I couldn't have seen that in that last film.
Well, okay, see this film.
It'll change
your mind. And he meets them at this art gallery opening and basically propositions them and just says, okay, I've got a private plane waiting. We're going to go for the weekend. We're going to have, you know, we're going to see some lovely sights. We're going to eat some nice food, drink some nice wine. We're going to have sex. And they're like, whoa.
Should we listen to a clip?
Let's do that.
But he's just trying to say that she's engaged to be married. That's all.
Great. Then these are her last days of freedom.
No, look, I'm not free. I'm committed. You know what my theory is, and when I drink, I get brutally frank. I think that you're still hurting from the failure of your marriage to marry Elena, and you're trying to lose yourself in empty sex.
Empty sex? Do you have such a low opinion of yourself?
Good clip.
Yeah.
Empty sex. Can we say the sex word?
Well, I think once you see Javier in the film, then I can assure you that empty sex with him will appeal. Banish all thoughts of him in No Country for Old Men.
Okay, well, we'll do. I'm going to go and see it. Sounds good.
You know what? And it's directed by Woody Allen, which I didn't mention. And everyone's always sort of saying, you know, for years, critics have been going, oh, Woody Allen, return to form. They lied. These films have been terrible for at least 10 years. However, this time,
redeemed himself.
This time, they're telling the truth. Massive return to form.
Perfect.
For Woody Allen.
Thanks, Charles. We'll be there in the cinemas watching it. I'll give you a little review when I see you next time.
I'm looking forward.
This is Heat.
In this week's Hotcast competition, you can win all the best entertainment releases from today, including Burn After Reading, The House Bunny and Plus One on DVD. As well as that, we've got albums from Lily Allen, The Fray and the Brit Awards 2009, plus over £200 worth of other prizes we just don't have time to mention. We're so generous here. Now, for a full list of prizes, check out heatradio.com. But first, pay attention to the question. Now, the answer for which is somewhere in this podcast. Okay, now the question is, which two words of advice did Alicia Dixon's doctor give her for climbing Mount Kilimanjaro? Okay, which two words of advice did Alicia Dixon's doctor give her for climbing Mount Kilimanjaro? Now, if you think you know, just send an email to studio@heatradio.com. That's studio@heatradio.com with the answer and your contact details, and you could be our latest Hotcast competition winner.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is Heat.
Here's my favourite bit from the break last week when they spoke to Mylin Class.
Heat Radio. Heat Radio.
And Will's not the only new TV show tonight. Channel 4 welcomes back 10 years younger, but not with friend of our show, Nikki Hambleton-Jones. She has gone, being replaced by the lovely Mylin Class. We spoke to Mylin a couple of days ago and, of course, had to start by saying, ultimately, they're big shoes to fill. How's she feeling about taking over the show?
Well, do you know what? I can't even compare myself. I'm not a stylist. I'm coming from the role that, well, you know, I'm a presenter, and I just want to be the one-woman cheering squad for the women that go through these remarkable changes. It's so easy to watch these programmes and just think, you know, I find it really intimidating when I watch the women being berated for what they've done wrong. Why didn't you do this with your hair? Why didn't you do this with your teeth? Why are you wearing, you know, last season's colours? Yeah. And you just think, hang on a minute, they're here for a reason. They've got this far because they don't feel good about themselves. They don't need to be made to feel any worse because they drank a cup of coffee, had some chocolate and laid out in the sun.
Oh God, no, absolutely.
You know, so actually, you know, having experienced what they've gone through, I'm a yo-yo dieter. I've put on tons of makeup to try and hide how I was looking, only actually emphasising it. And so, you know, I'm like, I've been there, I've got the t-shirt, and you just kind of cheer them on their journey. And I've preferred that. We've already got our experts. It's, you know, Uchenna, who does the teeth, and the gentleman who does the hair and the surgery. We've got our stylist on the show. They don't need another stylist. So I've just sat back and just,
you know,
you're
going to
be a friend,
like their mate, basically.
Yeah.
So that'll be a different tone in the show. Because I think everyone's thinking, well, how will the show be different? So, you know, that's it, a bit friendlier then, in many ways.
I just, do you know what? I can't do anything other than just be who I am. And so other than just going shopping and just saying, you know, that looks brilliant on you, I think it looks great, how are you feeling today, let's go see your family, and just generally holding their hand, like I said, being the cheering squad for them, that's what my role is on this, and gelling all the people together as a presenter would. But yeah, I'm under no misconception as to what my role is on this. And at the same time, the show has got a completely different feel. It's surgery versus non-surgery. So what's been nice is I'm picking up tips along the way that, hang on, if I don't like how my skin's going, I don't have to suddenly go, right, I need a facelift and Botox.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
No, there's really good treatments out there, from acupuncture to, oh, well, look, I'm not going to blow it for you. Why don't you watch the show? But this woman walked in and I was like, you've had Botox. And she told me she hadn't. And it was remarkable.
Weekdays from 2 p.m. on Heat Radio. Join Rachel Hopper for a celebrity-packed afternoon with the newest and hottest music around. The Diet Coke Break. Weekdays from 2 p.m. on Heat Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is Heat.
Time to put you out of your misery and tell you, if you guessed this week's Rewind correctly for the podcast. I can reveal this year was February the 9th, 2002.
Heat Radio.
And here's some exclusive bits from Alicia Dixon you didn't hear on air.
This is Heat.
Not only of singing, you've been doing a bit of presenting, should I say. Sorry.
Yeah, I dabbled in it at the BAFTAs on the red carpet, and I have to say I have a newfound respect for presenting.
Was it bad?
Well, it was just, I think, because I've not got, you know, experience of interviewing A-list celebrities and having the hard count and trying to make up all this, you know, jargon while there's nobody to interview. And it was, you know, it was a real roller coaster ride for an hour. It was like the longest hour of my life. And I mean, I enjoyed it, but I don't think I could do it that often. I said to Steve, wow, I mean, you know, obviously if you're experienced at doing it, it's just natural and you know how to handle that. But when you're sort of thrown in at the deep end and you've not done it before, it was a challenge.
So you and Steve Jones did that, didn't you?
We did it together, yes. And we was at separate parts of the carpet. So when there was no celebrities to interview, we just had to freestyle and talk. And my manager texted me saying, good job, you can blag. And I was like, I must come across awful to the audience, because how many times can you say the atmosphere is buzzing and it's really raining? It's like, how many times can I say that before people are like, yeah, we get the message?
Yeah, but if you do that, you know, it's hard red carpets. It is, because you've got to get people, and sometimes people don't want to talk to you. Who did you get that was really famous?
Penelope Cruz, I interviewed. She was lovely. And I have seen the film Vicky Cristina Barcelona, which was great. And I think if you've done your research and you've seen the film, then the interview's more natural, because they hand you out these cards, which I didn't really want to use. And I kept it really short and sweet. And, you know, you can, a celebrity or an actor or an actress gives off an energy, you know how to read the energy. Like, so I knew to keep it quite a serious interview, not to sort of make any jokes, whereas other people come over and you can be a little bit more funny with them. Yeah. I interviewed Dev Patel from Slumdog Millionaire, and he was really cute. And he was like, oh, I loved you in Strictly. I was like, you what, Strictly? And and he was really cool, because I absolutely loved Slumdog Millionaire. The interview was really natural, because I could just generally chit chat about it as I was talking to a friend, so that was cool. And but there were some people that I interviewed that I hadn't seen the film, and that was a little bit tricky, because I had to make out like I'd seen it.
But I'm sure you did a fantastic job.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is Heat.
Okay, that's it for this week's Hotcast. Andy will be back next week, so until next time, I'll see you.
Do it.
Check it out. Like what you're hearing? Get a bigger entertainment fix every day from Heat Radio. You can get us on DAB Digital Radio, Sky 0179, Freeview 714, and at heatradio.com.